Welcome to Empire Podcast with Angie Z. I'm super excited to have you here today to share inspirational stories from world-class entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs whom share their abundance mindset secrets. As there is more to life than you think, let me show you the possibilities. Welcome to Empire Podcast with Angie Z. I have a very special guest for you today. We're speaking with Leo Cannell, who is the founder of Funwise Capital and Seven Figures University. He is also the author of Business Funding Formula and has businesses that make up to $5 million per year. So he's definitely an entrepreneur that knows a lot about creating successful business. Welcome, Leo.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Excited to learn as much as I can from you, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Let's start a little bit with your story, because like I said, you've got quite an interesting background. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started and how you ended up being the founder of these successful businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So back quite a while ago, about a little over 15 years ago, I was in college going to the University of Utah. I was studying finance. And some guy walks into my class and he does an announcement before class and he says, you know what, your piece of paper is not going to be enough. You've got to have real business experience if you want to get a decent job or have any hope of making any money outside of college. And that really resonated with me. And it was interesting. He was doing this internship where he would teach people how to start their own painting business and paint, you know, residential houses.
Right.
And so that was kind of my first brush with entrepreneurship. And there was about 100 of us that started, and about 15 of us actually finished it, because literally we went out and we knocked on, you know, wealthy people's doors and asked them if we could paint their house. And that was kind of my first start with entrepreneurship. I was about ready to give up, and finally these people called me back that I'd been working with, and at the end of the summer I'd made $60,000 with that business and taken second in that internship opportunity. That was when I started to realize, boy, running a business and having your own control of your life is the way to go. And so that was kind of how it started.
Okay.
And I've started several businesses, you know, since then. And Fundwise, I started about in my kitchen about 3 years ago. And that one I started, you know, basically because I had a previous business partner who I did not see eye to eye with.
Right.
And so he and I broke apart, and a couple of the guys that I worked with there came with me. Even though I owned half of that previous company, I started a new one, and we started in my kitchen. And yeah, it was tough. You know, we're on the phone with clients and asking my four kids to please be quiet. And as we progressed, we were able to finally get into an office, and we put together a funding formula to help business owners get money in the United States and around, and really just started to grow. And then we started providing other business services, and there's been challenges every step of the way for sure, but
yeah.
It's always most difficult at the beginning because there's all that uncertainty and people are doubting you, and
yes,
so you definitely have to surround yourself with a lot of positivity and focus 100% on solutions and not those problems.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And how long did it take for you to see some success within the business, Leo?
So, you know, it started to see success pretty quickly. I mean, that first month, I remember we're in my kitchen and I had like three or four you know, guys that were kind of working on a commission-only basis, and we were getting on the phone and we were helping some clients, but we weren't sure exactly how we were going to serve our client and what our product was specifically going to be. And so that really changed a lot over the first, I'd say, 45 to 60 days.
Right.
And then within about 60 days, 2 months, then we started to get really clear on, because, you know, you trial and error, right? You try,
yes,
a few different products and services with your clients, and through that process you begin to realize, okay, this is really what the market wants to see, this is what clients need, this is the result they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're certain on that first product, then literally, I would say within about maybe 5 months from first starting, we were already up to where we were doing maybe, you know, $60,000-$70,000 a month in sales. And then we outgrew our current office, had to move to another one, and then we started, you know, hiring a bunch of employees at that point.
Fantastic. That's awesome. So you saw success pretty early on. Not all businesses do. And I know that you've quoted as saying 80% of all businesses in the US never make $100,000 in annual sales, and 95% of businesses never reach $1 million. Can you tell us a little bit about why that is in your experience?
You know, it's a great question, and it's significant because if 80% never make $100,000 in sales, that means their take home might be as small as $30,000 to $40,000. And boy, that's a lot of business owners that are working hard, blood, sweat, and tears, and not making a lot of money. And I think there's a number of different reasons. I would say at the beginning, obviously, you know, I think a lot of people maybe think that, you know, that they've worked in, let's say, the accounting field for, you know, 5 or 6 years, and they get the idea, I love, you know, coffee, I'm going to start a coffee shop.
Yes.
And the problem with that, and why I think a lot of businesses never make a lot of money, is because they jump into a business in an industry that they're just not familiar with because they think it sounds exciting and sexy and fun. Whereas if you've been in the accounting industry for 5 or 6 years and you started a business within accounting and bookkeeping and places where you already had core competency and already understood that business niche, you'd probably do better a lot faster. So I think that's part of it, choosing the right business to be in. The second part of it is people are afraid to go out and get money to fund their business. And that's, you know, why we started Fundwise, is because so many businesses never get off the ground because it's really hard to grow just based on your own sales.
Yes.
Like, it's great to believe we're going to organically grow and we're going to bootstrap. We're just going to sell so much product, you know, that we have enough money to come in, pay our personal bills, and then be able to grow the business. But reality is, if you can get $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, even if it's with credit cards or whatever it takes, mm-hmm. boy, that makes it a lot easier. So you have money to spend on marketing and to spend on maybe a decent office to grow. And I think that's another part, right? People don't have funding in place. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Like, businesses like Under Armour started with $40,000 in credit cards, and now Under Armour is a multi-billion-dollar sports apparel business. So the other thing is, people think they need millions of dollars to start a business, and then maybe they never really get started that way either.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. And I think you're right. A lot of people dive in without that strategy, without thinking about the long-term game and having that funding available to them to do all the marketing and the selling. But would you also agree that a lot of the time it is the fear factor of actually going out and speaking to people and getting sales? Because a lot of the Absolutely. Entrepreneurs I speak to that are starting out, they seem to have this real fear with going and approaching clients, telling them about their product or service. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 110%. A lot of it is procrastination because you're overanalyzing things that you think are important that are not. I remember a story about the founder of Samuel Adams, the big beer brewing company, and one of the initial investors was the founder's uncle, and the uncle, who's a Wall Street guy, gives, you know, his nephew a call. He's like, hey, how's it going? How's business? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm busy looking at computers and files and just all this busy stuff to get his office ready, when what he should have been doing was focusing on generating sales and cold calling. Mm. And that's what he needed to be doing. And so many people, that fear factor keeps them from taking action. And so there's, you know, it basically comes down to focusing on those priorities and solutions. And the number one priority to start your business is you need sales.
Yes.
It's all about sales. And yeah, it means you're going to cold call some people. You might have to, you know, call on some strategic partners. The first question you need to ask is, where are your clients at? Where are they congregating? And who already has your clients? And how can you work with that other business that already has your clients and pay them a referral commission or something like that? A lot of that is an easy way to really get your business going. And you're right, people are afraid of sales because of fear.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. So what would be your advice, given that you've built successful businesses, what would be your advice around getting your mindset in the right place for those entrepreneurs out there, whether they're starting up or they're building a business at the moment?
You know, the biggest mistakes I made early on in businesses I started, and I was successful with a lot of them, but never, you know, a lot of the times I would never break $200,000-$300,000 a year in sales, and it was because I didn't have the right mindset.
Yeah.
And it's because the only mindset I had was mine, and I wasn't out there networking. I wasn't out there learning from other great entrepreneurs who had already created success. And in today's world, I still think the number one way to get the right mindset to create success as a business owner in life is to just read the books from those people who have already accomplished it. I was watching a video by Will Smith, the actor, and he was saying, boy, there's not a problem in this world that exists that there hasn't been a great book written about that solves that problem that someone's already dealt with. And so I remember one of the first books that I read to really get the right mindset was The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone.
Awesome.
And that book really set me on fire and got me thinking with the right mindset and taking massive action.
Yep.
And what was even more fulfilling as I went and we were able to grow this business was with Fundwise, we were actually able to become a strategic partner with Grant and start doing funding and financing to help his students and clients grow their business. But yeah, if that book really was, and I've read that book 3 or 4 times, and I think that's important too, because sometimes you go back to your old mindset, you need to remind yourself how you need to be acting and thinking.
Oh, and Grant is brilliant at communicating that message about massive, massive action, you know, thinking
yes.
big, making things happen. Don't be, you know, don't live a life like ordinary people. Don't make your goal to be normal or anything like that, to really move outside that circle of average, I guess. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that about him. He's great. That's awesome too for you and your business. Obviously, you learn a lot. Do you get to actually speak to Grant, or you deal with his associates? Or
We deal mostly with his associates. We've done trainings with them, and then with Jared Glantz, who's you know Grant's right-hand guy. The other thing we got to do was sponsor GrowthCon in Las Vegas earlier this year, and that was pretty awesome. There was 10,000 people there, so we had our booth up there as one of the sponsors. And you know what's awesome about just congregating with other like-minded entrepreneurs and people? Like, everyone has the same mindset. Nobody is a complaining or negative person. They're all solutions focused. They're all looking to create and design, you know, their dream life. And I love that. That's another thing that I think really helps, right?
Yeah.
When you first started, the more you can read those books and then go to the right events and network with those people that have the right mindset, it makes a tremendous difference.
Massive. That's a really good point. It puts you in the right headspace immediately. You just feel a completely different vibe when you're hanging out with amazing entrepreneurs that are wanting to create their own world and, you know, help people within the world by doing their own thing, what they're passionate about. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
So what would you say with Fundwise Capital, why is it different to other finance companies? What would you say is a differentiator?
Well, when I first started it, the one thing that has always been a requirement of me whenever I'm going to start a business is I'm a really objective, meticulous person. And so when I'm looking at a product, I want to really know and believe that it's the best product for me and that there isn't a better product, you know, down the street. And so that being the case, for example, when I started Fundwise, I knew that I wanted to have access to all of the different funding options that were available, whether it was a line of credit, whether it was, you know, a $100,000 5-year term loan, or even an SBA government-backed business loan. And so I basically created this marketplace where someone would come in and I'd be able to run their profile through every possible funding option and be able to tell them with 100% honesty and accuracy, these are the best funding options. This is exactly what I would get myself if I were in your situation. And that to me was super important, because a lot of the times you can go to a bank or a different funding institution and they just have one product to offer, and you have no idea if that's really the best product for your business. And a lot of these business loans are 6-month loans with very expensive payback rates. And so obviously we try to avoid those as much as possible and give someone what is the very best funding they qualify for.
Yeah, that's really cool. So tell us a little bit about Seven Figures University.
Absolutely. And so as I've helped thousands of now business owners to launch and start their business and get them financing and help them with credit and other different services, I've seen, you know, I could help them with the funding and get them started, but a lot of them, some of them succeeded at great levels and some of them didn't. And I started to realize that some that were succeeding, I'd actually spent extra time with. I'd actually coach them up on the marketing process, on the sales process, on how to attract and hire the right employees and how to get the right mentoring. And it doesn't have to be from, you know, trying to find someone that you can pay $20,000 to get mentoring from. It was a lot of it was just books and online courses and activities and YouTube channels, things that are pretty affordable and within a lot of people's reach. And I started to see that they were experiencing success. And so I started to document everything, all of the coaching and mentoring that I had received and the key things that I learned and the mistakes I'd made and what I'd done to resolve those. And I started to package all of that into a program, a 12-week course that I call Seven Figures University.
Okay.
And we're going to be launching that in the next week or two here at Seven Figures, sevenfiguresu.com. And so just excited to be able to have that platform and share it with everybody so that they can succeed, because far too many business owners, the more I realize, there's just, you don't learn this in school, right? You don't learn this in college. You don't learn
definitely.
This in high school.
No.
You don't know what it takes to market and do sales, and you don't know what to prioritize your time with.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm super excited to be able to make a much bigger contribution to help people to succeed, because we know, you know, over 50% of them won't succeed, and it's because they don't have the right information and mentoring and secrets, and that's what I want to give them so that they can succeed.
That's awesome. And so is that formula or that 12-week course then related to the business funding formula book that you wrote?
Well, it'll certainly have aspects of that that break down the importance that funding makes in your business, because one of the biggest reasons why most businesses fail is absolutely to do with a lack of funding and financing. But it's going to be much more than just one focus. It's going to focus on getting your business entity set up right. It's going to focus on the right, like beginning with the end in mind.
Yes.
For example, if you had like a 5-year goal for your business, what would make you satisfied with where you arrived 5 years later? And I think far too many people don't think about those types of things. They just go to work, they put their head down, and 3 years later they blink and they're like, actually, this isn't the type of business that I wanted to create. Too many people create a business where they work 60, 70 hour work weeks and they never get ahead, they can never grow, they can never scale, because they don't know how to leverage and create the right products and the right business model that's profitable. That's another thing. I've seen people that have multi-million dollar businesses, but their business model's not very profitable.
Yes.
Or they're spending 80 hours a week, when if they had the right management set up and the right technology and the right automated stuff set up, you know, that a Tim Ferriss brings up in the 4-hour work week, then they could actually work 25, 30 hours a week, have a much better life, and still make the same amount of money.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's so important, that planning and the strategy. And like you said, beginning with the end in mind, reverse engineer your plan.
Yes.
Know where you want to go. So what would you say then has been one of your biggest challenges where you've had to overcome something within your business, but also shift your mindset?
Great question. So about maybe 18 months in to building the businesses surrounding FundWise, you know, we were struggling with some of our profit margins. And what I started to realize, I read this book called Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson. And he talks about the fact that when you build to maybe a $1, $2 million a year business, you know, it's usually off of a front-end product. And that front-end product may not be super profitable, and that's where you've got to have a second and third upsell product.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a logical sequence that your client customer are going to want and need. And one thing I've learned from Grant Cardone is second money is always easiest because the clients already like, know, and trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big difference. I mean, I was on the phone with a client that has a screen sharing business the other day. He's got 1,000 clients paying him $15 a month, but he has not built out additional a second and third upsell product. And even if 5 or 10% of his clients got that upsell product for $50 or $60, it would make his business so much more profitable. And I think that's, I know that's a big reason why business owners aren't as profitable as they should be, because they don't understand the importance of creating that second and third upsell product and then having a system and process in your sales cycle where you invite people to learn more about this additional product that goes on and complements the first product they bought from you.
Yes.
And that's massively important to being profitable. So that was it. And once I figured that out, we started adding some of those additional products, and that changed our business model completely.
That's huge. That's huge. Absolutely. So what would you say, in your experience in having coached quite a few entrepreneurs, what do you believe are the three necessary traits an entrepreneur needs to have to succeed?
Great question. So, I mean, the first trait that I think that you have to succeed is, and I've seen this even with partners that I've worked with and people that I respect a great deal, but, you know, they make this mistake where they focus too much on problems. Like, there's always problems, there's always difficulty. There's three people in this world. You know, the first is really good at making problems. That's not very helpful. The second is really good at finding them. And then the third person that you must be as an entrepreneur is good at solving problems and realizing and being okay that sometimes your solution might fail, but if you keep at it, you'll eventually find the solution. So the number one attribute that you've got to have first off is you have to be solutions focused.
Okay.
You don't focus on the problem. You focus on what are the solutions, and you don't even worry about the problem. You acknowledge it. You don't run away from it. But now what are the solutions? And then you keep on, you know, looking for those solutions. The second attribute that you've got to be okay with is you've got to be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be okay with failing because you're going to fail.
Yeah.
And the sooner you can figure out what doesn't work in your business and then move on quickly from that, the sooner you can get profitable and grow your business. That was one of my big issues. I did have a business fail, you know, early on in my career, and it took me way too long to bounce back. I took it way too personally. I was worried way too much about what friends and family were going to think, even though none of them were, you know, running $1 million business at that time. And so, resilience.
Yes.
So you're solutions focused, you're resilient, you bounce back from failure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say the third thing, and this one will come as no surprise to everybody listening, but you know, you've got to have a monster work ethic.
Yes.
Because even in the era of Tim Ferriss telling us about the 4-hour work week, I know for a fact, but when he initially published that and he was building his businesses, he was not working a 4-hour work week, right?
No, I'm sure.
He was putting in the time, he was investing so that he could then live that 4-hour work week into the future.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times where he had to work 60, 70, 80-hour work weeks to get to where the business became automated and could run on its own and he could do what he wanted. And again, I see a lot of people that talk a good talk, and I've even had partners that are like this, that they talk a big talk, like they're going to work hard, and then when I'm asking what they did over the weekend and where they were supposed to work on something, they didn't. And even though I've got 5 kids and a wife and a lot of responsibilities to take care of, I still found, you know, 3 hours from 9 p.m. to midnight to research and figure out that next product, or to figure out what our competition was doing, or to, you know, create that new program that needed to be made, because I was willing to work on a weekend or I was willing to work on a weekday. And the funny thing is, most people are just really bad at managing their time because, you know, they get started watching, you know, Netflix or going through the latest TV show. And if they would have just replaced some of that time with some education, with an online course, with, you know, watching some YouTube videos from someone who's already, you know, overcome the problem you're dealing with, they could have been that much quicker to success.
Yeah, definitely. I find there's often two extremes. There's either those that have that, you know, very little work ethic and they're easily distracted by other silly things like that, like, you know, TV shows or what have you, wasting their time. But then you find the opposite end where those that are just addicted and love what they do and they have that passion and just want to continually work. But also you've got to be mindful too that that can also lead to burnout. So you've got to have that balance, right?
You do, and it always comes back to like an emotional balance, physical balance. Mm. Like the past 2 weeks have been tough. I had this deadline to build out this entrepreneur portal, part of 7 figures for this other company. And I had to, I had to work the weekends, had to work the nights as well. But I still prioritized my time with my family. But one thing that did lack was my workout time. And I did not work out every morning like that for the past several years. And so now excited to get back onto it. And that's kind of what it is. Can you focus for a week or two, work hard, and then get back to that balanced life that you're looking for, where you take care of your body, take care of your mind, you take care of your family, you recreate, you know.
Yeah, 100%. That's awesome. So in all your career, what would you say that has been the best advice you've ever been given, Leo?
That is a great question. Let me think about it for a minute. The very best advice that I've ever been given, you know, I would have to come back to Take Massive Action by Grant Cardone.
Awesome.
Because when all else fails, if you'll just take massive action, and that doesn't equal working an 80-hour work week. What it means, I think, is you're working towards something so big, so exciting that it gives you this momentum and this passion. I always think back to the goals that people set. A lot of the times we were taught, you know, by people who maybe gave up on their dreams to set these realistic, boring goals that don't make us excited. And if we would just set these exciting goals and give ourselves permission to just think big and live our dreams, then we actually could. And that, you know, the one thing that I've learned over the past 15 years as an entrepreneur is too many people just don't think about what their dream life is. They go to college because everyone told them to. They go get a job. They get married. They do all these things just because they think that's what they're supposed to do.
Correct.
And they never took the time to sit back and think and go, what do I really want? Because if you'll deliberately think about what's the life that I want to live, what's the business that I want to live, and then work towards that every day, that's the easiest way to succeed. And it's funny, it's not the smartest people that figure that out.
No.
It could be anybody.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. You're right. I don't think people sit down and give enough time to it. You know, if they won the lotto tomorrow, half the people that you ask or 3/4 of the people you ask won't even know what they'd spend it on. And that's often why, you know, when people do get a windfall like that, they lose it because they had no idea what they wanted in the first place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Well, thank you so much, Leo, for your time this morning. That was really fascinating and a lot to be learned from your experience as well. And we wish you all the very best with Seven Figures University and look forward to seeing the course come out in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. We'll let you know, Angelina.
Yes, please do. Keep us posted. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Empire Podcast, where we teach you the abundant secrets of the mega successful, so you can live large and follow your dreams. Please leave a review on iTunes and check out www.angelinazimmerman.com.